You're listening to Potential Cast Season 3, Episode 11, Gingerbread. After Buffy's mother discovers two dead children marked with a symbol linked to the occult, she begins a campaign to rid Sunnydale of witches. My name is Stephanie.
My name is Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Welcome, Chris.
Chris, we just made the connection because I was telling him that you're a therapist, Chris, on Twitter.
Yes.
You're a child therapist. This is the perfect episode for you to guest on.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Is that the reason that you requested this episode, or was it just look?
Just what was available at the time.
Okay. You know, Steph, beggars can't be choosers.
No, the two that I'm on are pretty good episodes. I mean, most of season 3 is, so I have no reason to complain about any of them. So,
okay, is this your first podcast?
Yes, it is.
Welcome.
Right, yay!
Yep, hopefully it won't traumatize you. But you should be okay. So, feedback for Gingerbread. All right. Gingerbread feedback. Let's read Shelly's email.
Okay.
Shelly writes, "Hi, Gax and Gax guest of the week." Just when you thought you were safe from all those sodding episodes. Guess Buffy didn't take the memo that it was take your mother to work day. And I just can't believe that it took half the episode to realize that the kids had no parents. Once again, I can't wait for your comments about Joyce and Sheila's mothering skills. But as usual, even with a sodding episode of Buffy, there are some great quotes which I won't steal from you guys. And how about that Major League staking? Best staking ever! Love you guys, Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you. So I never thought there could be a worse mother than Joyce.
You couldn't believe that she could get any worse than what she was.
And then we meet Sheila.
Sheila was fine.
Oh my god.
No.
New candidate for worst mother ever.
Yes. She didn't even realize that Willow had cut her hair.
Oh, yeah.
5 months ago.
August.
In August.
That was good.
Well, you know, for Christmas, she was out of town.
Yeah, she was in Phoenix.
What about 4 months before that?
No, she was in Phoenix at the end of the school year last year when Willow got, when she was in the hospital. Crushed that book.
So Willow has just raised herself.
Apparently.
Poor Willow.
And then Angie Nind sent one on Gingerbread. Hi, Gax. I've got a theory. Joyce wasn't under some sort of spell. She's just a really bad mom. Yours truly, Angie.
Thank you, Angie. I don't disagree. How could
I? I think the mayor is putting all the parents under spells.
You think so?
It's just, he just happened to be there. Again, giving his little speech. I don't know, I don't like this mayor.
Ooh, there's some Facebook comments. Gabby was thoughtful enough to post something. Daniel Ugarel says, Gingerbread, it's always funny to see people in TV shows try to speak German. Didn't understand a single word Giles said. Shelby says, Gingerbread, without giving up any spoilers, I'll just say this. This is what every parent feels like doing, going to their teenage child at some point. Oh no, let me reread that, because I finally get it. And I totally understand and sympathize, Shelby. Shelby Lovell says, Gingerbread, without giving up any spoilers, I'll just say this. This is what every parent feels like doing to their teenage child at some point.
Yes.
And at least one person like that. I'm going to hit like right there. There's no report to Child Protective Services button, so you're okay, Shelby. After meeting Willow's mom in Gingerbread, Joyce is starting to look a lot like a Mother of the Year candidate. That's from Kevin. John Pavlich. Gingerbread isn't bad, but it tries a little too hard to sledgehammer the analogy metaphor at the audience when a little would have gone a long way. It's especially frustrating since the issues of the episode make themselves seem like a big deal, but I don't recall them coming back later, save for one small moment. The episode suffers from standalone syndrome, but it's still fun. Bob, since everyone's so critical of Joyce's parenting, I would like to point out that Gingerbread is only the second time, after Bad Eggs, that Joyce has tried to kill Buffy. Not bad by Sunnydale standards.
Mike.
Kelsey Valerie Campbell, who finally made it back onto the group. Yay. She had the hardest time joining. Facebook wouldn't let her. Yeah, all this kind of stuff going on. Anyway, she talks about amends and not Gingerbread, but that's okay, Kelsey. We're really happy you're there. And Cheryl. Last one for right now. Gingerbread is funny mostly because we see a lot of the non-Scooby world. Amy, Willow's mom, Snyder, and all the other adults. Hey, seem to have grown up since a few episodes ago. We don't often get a glimpse into the adult world of Sunnydale. And when we do, it doesn't seem that great. What with the mob mentality making everyone kill people. Yeah, it is kind of interesting that way. Now, let's show the adults. Oh, yes, they're either total buffoons under the influence of a drug, or they want to set people on fire.
But why was it that people are literally dying in Sunnydale all the time? And what was it about these two kids that finally made the parents wake up? Is because
I think the kids were just influencing the parents to kill the bad girls. Yeah.
Okay.
Not sure why. Mm-hmm. But
and why didn't the police ask Buffy and her mother what the hell they were doing in the, in the playground at night?
Yeah, probably whatever Angel was doing later on, because he just happened to be in the playground at night too.
Weird.
So I think that's it for feedback. Unless anybody else has any feedback they want to share.
For a split second, I thought maybe Willow had been possessed or did a spell wrong and didn't know that she killed two kids.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, I hope they don't go there with Willow.
So was everyone freaked out when you guys saw the coven that Willow was a part of with the symbol?
I was.
When I saw Willow, I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then I saw the symbol, I was like, oh no! Willow's gone bad!
Very bad.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot Amy. I was like, why are they talking about slaying and stuff in front of this stranger? Then I'm like, oh, it's
Amy. Well, I wanted to know who that third girl was, and then I realized it was Michael. Oh, I couldn't tell. You know how grainy the quality of the video is and how dark it was in that room?
Yeah.
Oh, I watched the episode twice. It was only the second time I watched that I realized that the goth kid was the third witch.
Well, he was wearing more makeup than Willow and Amy put together.
Thank you.
Yeah, the last time we saw Amy was Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. BBB.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at least Joyce starts out of this episode trying to take an active role. Yeah. And, you know, she's showing interest. She's trying to be supportive.
But you might need a snack.
She brought along hot cocoa.
The sweaty down.
Middle of the night. Man. She was just helping Bunny out.
Hey now, don't go there. So finally, I'm thinking, hey, are we actually gonna have a human culprit? And no.
No. Yeah. So is it known like all the jocks in the school are afraid of Buffy?
Yeah, that's I've got that down. They're starting to notice her strength.
Yeah.
She's starting to stand out a little bit.
Yeah, so I have here. Okay, so Buffy now has a badass rep.
Sure does. She can take on the whole whatever team that was.
Stare them down.
It was the tracksuit wearing team. I don't think any of those guys are on a team. They just wear tracksuits.
Love it.
They're like a boy band, really. Oh, my next note after that is, oh, shut up, Xander.
What did
he
say?
Well, the scene where Buffy was looking for Willow.
Oh.
Right before she found the book and the symbol.
Yeah.
It's like, Xander just keeps going on and on about himself and how everybody's looking at him weird and Oz is doing the self-righteous thing, but it's really like a more verbal, nonverbal and shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, but by the end of the episode, Oz and Xander are working together, and they're starting to mend their relationship.
Because Oz won't let get, you know, like Oz won't let that get in the way.
Yeah,
of getting things done. Oz that need to get done.
Oz isn't petty.
Oz is a better
like the
man.
Drama.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh fuck! It's the cops. Hide your weed. I mean your voodoo dolls.
Why are you bringing your Playboys to school?
Why do you have Playboys? Oh wait, it was 1999. Internet speeds at that point were really slow.
They didn't have
I understand.
But why is it just me? But like, how come everybody has like a voodoo doll or some sort of witch paraphernalia in their locker?
Like, I don't know. I think that was trying to tell us something, that everybody's kind of aware of the kind of crazy stuff that goes on at Sunnydale, but nobody's really out in the open with it.
Yeah. Because there are cloves of garlic. Like, I thought that was great. I thought that was awesome.
And then they start taking away all the books.
That was ridiculous.
I'm like, yay, fascism! Yay!
So here's a question. What's up with Xander and Nazi references?
Yep.
Yeah.
This is... what's this, like 3 or 4 times so far?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nazi watch. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Nazi references by Xander.
Mm-hmm.
He has.
Mm-hmm.
Foreshadowing.
Moo is the worst acronym ever.
Moo. Moo. Boo. For Moo.
I guess they're trying to do the MAD thing. MAD is the Mothers Against Drink Driving.
Yeah, and, you know, with the taking the books and burning the books, it's just a, you know, a commentary on how parents' groups go overboard and want to ban stuff. And
because those kids, we don't want them getting crazy ideas now.
So, Goyce was reunited.
Yeah.
Had a nice moment.
At the meeting.
Very awkwardly.
Awkward.
Man, that mayor.
I hate the mayor.
Hate the mayor.
Do you hate the mayor or do you love to hate the mayor?
I love to hate the mayor because I want to know what the mayor's up to.
Okay. I wanted to see more of the mayor, and I was disappointed that we got some token appearance, like the other day. Like the other week when he was just in the beginning. Where it was Lover's Walk. I want more mayor, like more detailed mayor, more in-depth mayor.
I think the mayor is the big bad of this season.
I think so, too, because Steph told us.
I said he was a villain, and you knew that he was a villain because you saw his villainous
cabinet
in the next episode.
Yeah.
He's just a baddie.
Okay, I thought he was the big bad.
She didn't tell us.
I thought she did. Oh, never mind then.
He's a villain.
I told myself that he was the big bad. And I blamed Steph.
Speaking of big bad, so did you notice that big bad, the term, was used again?
I heard it.
Mm-hmm. Not a big bad, in reference to the symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the mayor begins the meeting, and Joyce talks about, you know, people go missing. People are skinned. Did she say people are skinned?
Yes.
Go fish.
And they suffer neck ruptures. Is that what she said?
Yes.
And she says that we got to do something about the witches and the vampires and the
She didn't say vampires. She said monsters, witches, and slayers.
And slayers.
Mm-hmm.
That's when your first, you know, the...
I'm like, first, oh my god, she's outing the town's supernatural nature. Like, what?
Yeah.
Don't pull back the curtain.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and then came the, oh no, is Willow an evil witch?
Yes.
And then Joy starts casting doubt in Buffy's mind, saying, you know, your slayer duties, I mean, this is fruitless. You're not getting anywhere.
Oh my God,
The town is not better off since we got here.
the denigration of Buffy slaying was brutal.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. You're not making anything better.
I think what we're seeing here is a new trend of a recurring theme that is going to be playing out a lot more lately in the future in regards to the fruitless fighting.
Interesting. Yeah. The conversation that she had with Angel, who just happened to be at the playground, nobody bothered to ask him why he's hanging out at the playground. But the conversation they had and the whole, you know, that's not why we fight. We fight
because things are worth fighting for. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and it's kind of, don't feel too bad. It's okay if you never win. You're not fighting to win. And then Angel kind of, you know, that light bulb moment happens. Oh, but wait, we got the reveal of the ghost kids before that. Buffy leaves Joyce, and then we see the ghost children talking to Joyce.
Yeah, that was creepy.
Yeah.
That was weird. I did not expect that.
Me neither. When she chloroformed them?
Oh, that was later.
Oh.
The first time
the little kid was holding the bottle of chloroform.
That was so funny. I was happy because it allowed me to know exactly how to spell chloroform. It looked like he bought that bottle of chloroform at a store in the movie Repo Man, where everything's just labeled food, drink, soap, and then chloroform.
So how did Buffy know to check into the kids' parents?
Because Angel mentioned them.
Oh, okay.
And she's like, parents? Yeah. Your parents. We haven't heard. Who are these kids?
But yeah, I wondered why they didn't mention the kids' names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're just saying some kids?
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
But wouldn't the police do that as well?
Well,
so the police
you may have heard, the Sunnydale Police Department is quite incompetent.
Right. Obviously. The mayor rules them.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to assume that everything that was being manipulated was all under the kid's spell or the monster at the end.
Yeah.
So that's why the pictures mysteriously produced themselves. No one took those pictures.
Very true, because they were dead.
Yeah, it could be just an elaborate. That monster could just have shares and staples.
Reality altering powers.
He just wants you to go to the copy center and spend lots and lots of money.
But I thought it was kind of creative how they made them out to be Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, it was cool. It also helped with the whole title of the episode being Gingerbread.
Because I had no idea what it was going to be.
Yeah.
When I
think it's funny that Sheila thinks that Willow is communicating with a cyber coven. I thought that was pretty funny. And it was a weirdly paced episode because there was still a lot left to wrap up with only like 14 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I think we only had like 14 minutes left when they finally realized that these kids were the same kids that were dying every 50 years. And then things kind of went into high gear, and it started with Michael showing up all beat up and scared. And then, there we go, we're off to the races.
Yes.
I loved how they would try to wake up Buffy. And Cordy waking up Giles.
She's slapping him hard.
Really hard.
How many takes did they do? Because he probably been like, okay, we got it. We don't need any more.
I don't know. Maybe Tony Head is into that. Who knows?
It was nice to see her helping out again.
Yeah.
Reluctantly. She only wants her clothing back.
Yeah, her white clothes and her scented candles.
Yeah, the scented candles. Oh.
Good Lord.
I wonder if Jonathan likes scented candles.
I miss Jonathan.
Yeah, we haven't seen Jonathan in a while.
Aww.
I hope they don't make Jonathan hook up with any of the girls. or Jonathan. What if Jonathan, like, somehow becomes, like, puts a spell on them? You know what I mean? Like, later on, if Jonathan was like, I'm tired of everyone treating me badly. And
I think we're going to see Jonathan turn into Jono. Like, Steve Urkel used to turn into Stefan.
Stefan
Urkel? Yeah. Oh, look, it's Jono. It's Jonathan's cousin.
And then,
he's
like,
from Europe.
Cordelia would be all over him. Like, who is that? That would just be horrible.
Yeah. He is so fine.
Yes. That would be so stupid.
It would be, but that's how my brain works.
So I think it is going to happen then. If I can just think of the ridiculous.
So I have three notes in succession that go chloroform, witch hunt, aren't there sprinklers at City Hall?
Exactly.
That was weird.
So
we're going to burn people indoors?
Yes.
What was their plan?
They didn't have one. They were possessed by kids, and kids are stupid.
And creepy.
Very creepy.
Notice that the child therapist did not correct you, Kim, when you said that kids are stupid.
Kids are dumb.
Oh, and I think my last note, because the rest of it I couldn't really write anything down. I was too busy following the action. My last note is that Giles and Cordy need their own cooking show. And every episode should take place in the car.
Toad stones.
Yeah.
Which is that, does it look like a toad?
Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't. It comes from the inside.
That was awesome.
So Amy turned herself into a rat?
Well, yeah. I mean, the way that she turned Buffy into a rat when she wanted Xander.
So I wonder...
That's her big skill.
I wonder if Willow will be able to transform into other creatures.
Eventually. Right now, she's still at the pencil floating. Which I'd like to see one of these days soon on an episode of Buffy.
True.
I was getting nervous when she was freaking out. I mean, I know she was freaking out because she was having an argument with her mom because her mom was being a complete bitch. But my point
was like losing it.
She lost it. And it made me nervous. I was thinking, I'm like, oh my God, is she saying stuff that's nothing's happening right now? But is she stirring up some evil that's going to be coming up later? Because she better keep her mouth shut because she doesn't know what she's doing yet. And then nothing else happened the rest of the episode. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe we're good for now? I just hope she didn't stir up evil.
Right. At one point, she was being a smart aleck.
Yeah.
She started talking, you know.
I'm a rebel.
I was saying blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, no. Simmer down. Don't say anything that you're not supposed to. It could be some secret incantation we don't know about. So I was just nervous.
Yeah, that was unsettling because she. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Giles lifted the veil with the spell that he and Cordy were cooking up in the car.
And the terrible German.
Yeah.
Ich bin ein Berliner. Would have probably had the same effectiveness. He was saying he was a donut.
But Willow said that her mother was, she had the selective memory that Joyce used to have.
That was very funny.
Yeah.
Kind of disappointed that there wasn't any Joyce footage after the spell was broken, though.
There wasn't any Joyce what?
Footage after resolution. There wasn't.
Found out what Joyce had to say after it was over.
Mm-hmm. Found out what Will's mom did, but not Joyce.
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea that these kids show up dead every 50 years and then try to get people to turn on each other, it kind of feels a little bit like what the first was trying to do in last week's episode. Amends, right? Where instead of actually directly attacking someone, they're trying to turn people against each other.
Is that a trend we'll see? Maybe. Maybe.
And I thought it was interesting that not only do we get to meet Willow's mom, but we're also meeting Willow's mom in the middle of Willow being outed as a witch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not the best circumstances.
No. Is the reason why Willow's so into schools and book is because she wants her mom to notice her, and her mom's all about...
her mom's an academic, right?
Academia, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, I know some people who are academics who have kids that aren't in it, and they're fine with it. Mm. There are some other people that are into it, and if their kids weren't academic, they'd be all over them in disappointment.
I don't even think if Willow wasn't... If Willow wasn't so into her studies and stuff, I don't think her mom would even notice.
You think so? I think she'd notice.
I don't.
I think one of the reasons why she doesn't pay attention to Willow's personal life is because her grades always come back stellar. So she figures everything's fine, right? Mm,
that's a good point. That's a good point. What else?
I think or it could be that Willow's grades are just to gain attention from her mom. That
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that these kids are actually more so against good witches. Because Giles referenced Salem and also Hansel and Gretel. I mean, it was throwing a witch in the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the oven, right?
Yeah, in the oven.
Mm-hmm. Which in those days would basically be a hole with a fire in it.
Yeah.
There's an idea. So they're against good witches.
Any witch, I guess.
Well, yeah, true.
Bad girls.
Yeah.
But Willow's a good witch. She was putting a protection spell on Buffy for her birthday.
Yeah, Buffy's birthday is coming up, so that was
protect
a protection
her against spell. What?
But because Buffy found out about it, it's not going to work. Because Buffy has a history of bad luck on her birthday.
This is true.
Anything else?
I like the whole... I really enjoy... I like these little moments of, put out the fire! You idiot! and the boys falling in at the end.
That was awesome. We're here to say, oh, I stole someone's quote.
Yes, probably. You may have indeed.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was weird. Like it was weird seeing Joyce at the same time being more horrible, but at the same time being manipulated. I didn't care she was being manipulated. I just thought she was being horrible.
She's horrible. She's terrible. Ah.
Oh. She's horrible because she's easily manipulated.
Yes. Easily swayed against her daughter, perhaps.
But she started out trying to be a good mother in the episode, though.
Seriously, Ted proves that she's a bad mother. It does. Oh, but he told me this and that, and you're, you know, terrible mother.
Mm-hmm. I was even thinking, like Chris was saying at the beginning, she started out with good intentions. But everything that she does ends up horribly, horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Like, why did she think tagging along watching her daughter slay things was, I don't know.
Yeah, that was one of my early notes. She wants to bond with her daughter during patrol?
Yeah.
That's misguided. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen? You guys going to chat while she waits? Like,
she wants to understand what Buffy's going through, but not when she's trying to kill demons, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's trust issues. Yeah. I think there's some major trust issues. I don't think she trusts Buffy at all. Mm. And I think she like has to see everything for herself.
That's true. You know?
Anyway, I will lay off Joyce for now. I know that I'm dead set against Joyce. I think she's terrible and all that, so I don't think I need to go further in that direction necessarily, but I thought it was misguided.
But now we have Willow's and Xander's parents in comparison, though.
Yeah.
I mean, last episode with Xander sleeping outside.
Aww.
No, it was hilarious. Xander. He deserves it.
But he chose to sleep outside.
Yeah, he could just hang out with his drunken relatives.
He could.
There are worse things. Like getting snowed on by shaving cream while you're sleeping outside. Yeah, so this whole mob mentality thing spread pretty quickly. It didn't seem like... The thing is, like, all of the mechanics of that and all the logistics of how people were getting easily convinced, like, we didn't see any of it. We were just kind of...
Moo.
Yeah. But, like, were the little kids present at the meetings and telling people what was going on and what they needed and possessing them, or...
Maybe the kids were in the photos, the posters.
Yeah, and it only affected... But the thing is, it didn't affect Giles, right?
It didn't affect Giles, picture. No.
That was weird.
Maybe it's because he's not a parent.
Ooh,
maybe
good
only
one.
Parents were...
Yeah.
That is really good.
Principal Snyder was all up in it, but then again, no, he's controlled just by the mayor.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. Yeah, he has no idea what's going on.
That's a good point.
He's just a button pusher.
Yeah.
Although Giles is already behind the veil, so he already knows what is and isn't right with the
this is true.
With Sunnydale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there some sort of connection with whenever the parents or the adults get involved, it's around sort of an issue with youth or kids or something? Because the last time when they were all trying to be teenagers.
Dan Candy, yeah.
And just to get the babies. And this one, the two kids, and it was like the parents are so in, I don't know. Maybe I'm stretching, but. Anyways,
I, don't know, we'll I guess we'll wait and see, right?
Yeah, we'll see if the pattern continues.
I was really happy we got to see Willow's mom.
Yeah.
It adds a new dimension to things, the new dimension mm-hmm. to who Willow is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting to see Willow having a mom who's such an academic, who, you know, co-authored a paper, just about to mm-hmm. get into the whole deal of what it is to actually, you know, the rise of mysticism amongst adolescents and mm-hmm. all that. I was actually hoping she'd go on, but no. And, you know,
it's cool. We get to see where she gets it from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess nobody has a dad in Sunnydale.
Not yet.
Okay, we'll see then. But I saw some dads there, but we haven't seen Willow's dad.
Hmm.
Was he away or something? Like, did they even?
Yeah, he. I think
that?
They mentioned that he was out of town.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Being cast.
But see, Xander has a dad, and I think it's at his house, there's just too much fighting and the drunken arguments.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Xander-centric episode. Maybe that way Illyrio won't hate him so much.
Maybe. Maybe. But again, it isn't because of who Xander is. It's because of the things he does.
Yeah.
So
but
I'm
if
not
you find
sure
out
that anything...
why he acts the way he does, and you'll be like, oh, okay, I get it now.
Oh, because he's a self-centered teenager? Yeah, I understand that already, but, you know. Not all self-centered teenagers, you know, cheat on their girlfriends. And
I was like in Lost. You always hated someone, then you had that episode about them.
Yes.
You're like, oh, they're not so bad.
This is
and
true.
And then they killed that person. You're like, what? Spoiler
yes.
alert.
Spoiler alert, everyone dies. Everyone you hate on Lost and then love dies. So hopefully I'll turn around on Joyce very soon.
Delayed reaction.
Now, I was mostly kidding. Does anybody have any more points?
No. I don't think so.
Do you want to say that again?
I'm sorry, I don't think okay. so.
You've been partying on your birthday weekend. Woo!
Yeah.
Podcast marathon.
Up to 1 o'clock podcasting.
Yeah.
I'll be out to work.
Then you had to work?
No, I said being a dork.
Oh, being a dork. Oh.
Wait a second, what?
Being a dork.
No, I heard you, but what? What does that say about the rest of us? Said the man looking at his Green Lantern ring, Sonic screwdriver, the human ton doll, Dwight Schrute bobblehead, and Claire Littleton holding the squirrel baby bobblehead standing right next to him.
Awesome.
My Claire bobblehead is the bestest. Anyway.
I was so excited Friday. I found some navy blue leggings to go with my navy blue TARDIS dress.
So you're going to dress up as a TARDIS?
No, well, I want to. I'm considering it if I can find a good design.
Yeah.
What's a TARDIS?
Oh, the TARDIS is time and relative dimension in space. It's the public police call box that is the Doctor Who's ship.
Oh, okay.
You have to watch, Kim. It's so good.
Oh, God, it's so good.
Oh, wait. Don't say anything about today because I haven't watched it. No, just watch from the first season that started in 2005 with Christopher Eccleston and Billy Piper.
Or if you don't want to go back to 2005, you could go back to last season.
Yeah, you could just go back to last season, season 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, being back.
But don't try this season because you'll be confused totally.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't seen Last Nights yet, and I'm not looking forward to it for some reason.
Because you hate everything.
Yes, I do. It's true.
I'm enjoying the ride. I'm watching them on my iPad on the train or on the plane, and I'm loving it. And I'm just super, super, super excited that, you know, there's new Matt Smith Doctor Who. I think Matt Smith is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But that's for a different podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time to rate.
Let's.
I'm going to give this episode 7 gumdrop buttons out of 10. Gumdrop buttons.
Not the gumdrop buttons.
Oh, I get it.
On the gingerbread house.
On the gingerbread man. I'll just edit out all the ambiguity. And we'll cut right to there. It'll be perfect.
I'm only going to give it 5 out of 10 because I don't know why I don't like this episode. I don't know if it's the creepy kids or if it's the pacing of it. Like, you know, you said that it really picks up. It's supposed to, at 48 minutes, do what it does at 52 minutes. Or, you know, it's off.
The pacing was off than what we're used to, which is, I guess, is fine, right? Because it's not the most formulaic show I've ever watched. But it just felt like it took a long time to get to something moving, you know?
And it's the tone of it or something. I think it's the creepy kids.
I expected, because of the later developments, I really expected this to be a two-parter, frankly. At a certain point, I was okay, I guess it's going to be 2 episodes. I was very happy it wasn't.
Yeah.
But I give it 5 out of 10 righteous mobs.
Well, I guess I'll give it 7 out of 10 bunnies.
Aww.
Yeah. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't groundbreaking. But it was enjoyable to watch for me. It's not super memorable, but it just... The mayor, I want more.
Okay.
I'm going to give this one 7 out of 10 anti-hell-sucking books.
Oh, yeah.
I liked this episode, and I don't really know why, but I didn't love it.
Uh-huh.
I think
too much choice.
Well, no, like, you know, seeing Willow's mom be awful was interesting, but at the same time, you know, watching all these horrible things and, you know, the children getting, you know, ripped out of their homes and being sent to get, you know, put on fire, it was awful.
Yeah.
And yet it was riveting at exactly the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, there we go.
I'll give it 8 out of 10 Playboys in the Locker.
Nice. Very good.
I found that it was kind of like Bad Eggs, but it was more covert and insidious. And it was just very disconcerting when you didn't know that it was, that they were being manipulated. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I thought it was at least kept you on the edge of your seat as far as Joyce and the rest of the town. You didn't know what they were doing and why.
True.
So the late reveal, I think, was good.
Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think. You can give us a call at 270-40-BUFFY. Leave us a voicemail. Tell us about stuff. You know, you don't have to be sober to call. Feel free to call at any time. If you want to write us an email, although it helps if you're sober writing us an email because we can understand better, you can send us an email at
potentialcast@gmail.com.
Visit the website, potentialcast.com. That's the blog spot where we actually release the show, where we release the show, where we have show notes, a direct download link. You can subscribe via iTunes through a link there. You can comment, but, the fun. We're up to 206 members as of last week, and it is the Facebook group. Do a search for Potential Cast, and you will find the Facebook group. Ask to join. Just remember to keep it spoiler-free. I think it's time for some bravach.
Oh, before Bravach, when's the next Minion cast? Isn't it coming up soon?
Oh, yeah. When's the next Minion cast?
Is it going to be before you post this or probably going to be after?
This is going to be posted next week.
June the 12th?
Yeah, so you will have a chance to join the Minion cast live on TalkShoe. If you want the link, you can go to... I believe it's minioncast.blogspot.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just double check that. Minioncast. There it is. Yeah. It's GaxMinionCast, one word, .blogspot.com. Go there for all the information on how to join in on the chat and the voice conversation. I was able to join in just for a brief moment while on my business trip last Sunday. When it was actually taking place, I don't listen to it because there's spoilery bits and such, but I do believe it's a non-spoilery section followed by spoilers, correct, Steph?
Yes. Awesome. We'll do like 30 minutes of non-spoiler. What I thought is y'all can rotate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because I know y'all are all busy, but June the 12th at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
And then keep a check on gaxminioncast.blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there you'll find the link to the TalkShoe call. And if you can't join us online, then maybe you can call in. And we had such a good time last weekend. It's just so much fun to talk about Buffy with people. It's just fun.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So, you can still go ahead and be there. And we're going to now be doing Bra Watch. Go, Gabby, go.
Thank you, Kim. Can't top white bra. Thank you.
All right, good.
That's it.
Nope. I think it's time for quotations.
Yeah, it's all falling into place. Of course, that place is nowhere near this place.
Did I get it? Did I get it?
Damn. That was good.
I said, get your coach with. Darn, I messed it up. I'm going to do it again. I said, get your coat, witch.
Oh.
Good morning, sleepyhead. Choice. I got a backup. Fine.
Chris?
Yeah. If King Friday lording over all of her lesser puppets.
That was awesome. And it's true. She's right. Incredibly patriarchal.
I have one more quote from Cordy. I swear, one of these times you're going to wake up in a coma.
wake up in the coma. Oh, bother. Oh, hi, Bunny.
No fruit for Buffy.
A doodle? I do doodle. You do doodle, too.
Mom, I'm not an age group. I'm me.
Willow. Oh, Willow.
Using what? A dictionary in my friend Flicka?
I know you kids think that stuff is cool. Buffy told me you dabble. Oh, Joyce. My mother came to my school with that kind of stuff talking about, I would be mortified. celebrate. What's our homework for next week?
Next week is Happy Birthday, Buffy. It's Helpless.
Nice. Ooh,
it's going to be a good one, right?
Yes.
All right. Very. Well, I am looking forward to watching it later today. Can't wait to watch new Buffy. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us, Chris. We really appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
I hope your first podcasting experience was a positive one.
Yes, it was. I'll be back next week.
Awesome. Yay! Fantastic. All right. Well, I think that may be all for us. Bye, everybody!
Bye-bye!
Bye!
Let me say something right. Let me say something right quick. I hate gingerbread.
Oh, okay.
I hate it.
Interesting.
Save it for the podcast, Steph.
No, I want to get this out of my system.
You hate it. Wow.
Why don't you like gingerbread?
I don't know. It's like, you know, like when we watched Lost, and there would just be an episode that you were like, oh, I just hate that episode, but I don't know why. I just don't know why.
So is this Across the Sea, or is it Stranger in a Strange Land?
It's just one of those odd ones that you was perfectly fine, but you don't know why. You just hate it.
Can I tell you a very stupid, some funny side story? When you just said Stranger in a Strange Land, it reminded me of Biling and her crazy nipples. So I was at my yoga class the other day.
Oh, no.
And when we're done in the change room. And, like, the one thing I hate about the studio I go to is that there are no, like, change room stalls. Like, everything is just out in the open. It's not my thing. And when we were doing this lady, and when we were doing the class, I was like, oh, she reminds me of Biling. And she had this, I couldn't look away because her nipples kept looking me in the eye. And it was like, I can't look away.
Kept pointing at you, huh?
Yes.
Followed you around the room.
That's awesome. I was like, I can't move my eyes.
Following you around the room like a creepy painting. Yes.
Or a cheerleading trophy.
Yeah.